Welcome to Pieces of Life with Ben Jay. We'll be walking through pieces of my life as well as yours. Let's take a trip. What are you willing to do for success? How far are you willing to go? How uncomfortable are you willing to make yourself? Those are the questions that we ask ourselves. What is the answer? I think making myself the most uncomfortable is the easiest thing to do because out of my discomfort comes comfort. I push the bar a little bit further. I move that pole back, move the chains. I get closer and closer to not having fear. And the more experience I get under my belt at whatever, the closer I come to success. I tried to teach my children there is no such thing as failure, only early attempts at success. My son, age 13, laughs at me. I tell him, I made a whole bunch of early attempts at success. It's true though, you can only attain the success you reach out for and constantly practice for. I never accomplished anything the first time right off. I remember going to the range, shooting, hitting nothing, not a target, not the hay bale, nothing. Then I got good. Learning how to ice skate, had a tender bottom, but I also coached hockey 2 years ago, so I think I did pretty well. I don't think I've ever failed at anything. I've quit a bunch of things that I did not enjoy or that I thought I did not enjoy that I've later come back to and found to enjoy, like golf. I quit golf 3 times, but I think I'm pretty good at it. Not good enough to beat anybody but my son, and that's only because he is 13. If I keep taking him, he's going to spank me. I know it. I think we may go this weekend. I never really sat up and listened to the sound of my own voice. I guess not many people really have. When I set out to do this, I never thought that I would be afraid to hear me. It appears that is one of the big things. I want to do it, but how do I get over my anxiety of my own voice? I started by talking, and then I didn't want to hear that. The easiest way would be to read a story to my daughters. I read about 5 and 3 separate chapters of a different one, all to get comfortable with the sound of my own voice, listening to the way I phrased words, listening to words I didn't pronounce all the way. I thought about using that as an excuse to not continue. The first episode, random as it may be, was a challenge to put out. I felt accomplished. I set the bar. For myself. Now what? Who knows? The only thing we can do is raise the bar. It's only up from here. I started this so my son could see, hey, whatever you want to do, you can do. He said, no one will listen. I don't care. I'm doing this because I can. And he'll see it. You can. Your only limitation is you. And if I'm the only thing holding me back, why won't I let me go? It kind of sounds silly when I say it out loud, but it's the most true. I make excuses to not, so now I have to make excuses too. A motivational speech to myself. Thank you for stopping by. Leave a message if you're feeling it. If not, I totally get it. Hope to catch you next time.